The Good Fight, podcast number 2. Many unbelievers come to church for the first time because of a friend. That friend is inviting them to come and see. When they do come, what do they see? Well, warm, friendly fellowship, I hope. People who are different, people who are filled with joy and hope and peace. And most importantly, they meet an almighty, loving Saviour God who gave his life for them. Going along with the theme of the good fight, they meet our commander. Christianity is about knowing our commander, following him, living for him, pleasing him. And it is gazing at the majesty of God that keeps us going, because we are doing what we were created to do as we praise and worship him. Isaiah says of God, "The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom." When you became a Christian, it was a cosmic change. You gained a new friend, the most powerful friend in the universe. You are now able to come into his presence pure, completely forgiven. All God's angels knew about it when you came to God, and they were so happy. And you turned your back on your citizenship of this world, one that always ends in death, and you gained a new citizenship and a new inheritance in heaven. You became a child of the living God. You've also gained a new family, brothers and sisters in Christ, to run the race together with, to fight the good fight. We have a leader, a commander who also came and joined us on the battlefield. More than that, sacrificed his life for us. As the Bible says, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that if you believe in him, you will not perish, but have eternal life. You also gained an enemy. He wasn't your enemy before you came on God's side, because you were on his side, but you've had a cosmic change. I don't like to talk about Satan too much. C.S. Lewis reminded us there are two equal and opposite errors one can fall into about Satan. One is having too much interest. The other is not caring about him at all. But as God's people fighting the good fight, we need to know our enemy. We need to know his tactics, for he wants to create chaos for the people of God. The Bible calls him the father of lies. The Bible tells us that he sometimes masquerades as an angel of light, that he wants to devour you as a lion his prey. But at the same time, the God inside you terrifies him. The Bible also reminds us he has already been defeated. There is a spiritual battle going on. We follow the Lord of hosts. We have an enemy, and in many ways right now we live in a hostile environment. Are we prepared for that? Are we, as Paul says to Timothy, fighting the good fight?